I think we'd all agree that God does miraculous things. His Holy Spirit gifts are amazing. The miracles Jesus performed time and again were something special. The miracle we read about this morning, the feeding of the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fishes, demonstrates a principle that I find very fascinating. It's something that flies in the face of logic and education that we receive throughout our lives. The power of God demonstrated here is that in some cases, by dividing things into smaller parts, they can actually be multiplied, increased, and strengthened. I'd like to talk about this a little bit this morning and how this miracle can apply to us today. A miracle is really an outcome that we don't expect. How could anyone expect that Jesus could take 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, give thanks for them, and break them into smaller pieces and pass them out to a few people, and then a few more, and more, until over 5,000 people have been fed? And it says 5,000 men plus women and children. So are we talking 10,000, 12,000 people that sat and ate? And when they'd eaten and were satisfied, the disciples picked up 12 baskets full of pieces. In other words, they picked up more pieces than they started with. This miracle happens again a short time later when over 4,000 people are fed. God's power is what allows Jesus to make these things increase by dividing them. So are there some other examples that we can look at when this happens? Let's turn to Judges chapter 7. And I'm reading this morning out of the NIV. Judges chapter 7, starting at verse 2. The Lord said to Gideon, "You have too many men for me to deliver Midian into their hands, in order that Israel may not boast against me that her own strength saved her. Announce now to the people, anyone who trembles with fear may turn back and leave Mount Gilead." So 22,000 men left, while 10,000 remained. But the Lord said to Gideon, "There are still too many men. Take them down to the water, and I will sift them for you there. If I say, 'This one shall go with you,' he shall go. But if I say, 'This one shall not go with you,' he shall not go." So Gideon took the men down to the water. There the Lord told him, "Separate those who lap the water with their tongues like a dog from those who kneel down to drink." 300 men lapped with their hands to their mouths. All the rest got down on their knees to drink. The Lord said to Gideon, "With the 300 men that lapped, I will save you and give the Midianites into your hands. Let all the other men go, each to his own place." Gideon had a great army that God divided. He started with 32,000 men. He went down to 10,000 and then to 300. With only 300, Gideon defeats the Midianites. It's God's power that does this, not the strength of the 300. By dividing the army, he increased their power. Now, how does this principle apply to our lives today? Is this something that we can use? I believe it is. It's summed up in a quote from an English author and naturalist who lived from 1627 to 1705, a man named John Ray. What he said is, joy shared is joy doubled. How well we learn this. We can see it every day. When I share my joy in living, my joy of family and friends with others, my joy increases without measure. And isn't this true with all of the fruits of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, patience, meekness, gentleness, goodness, temperance, faith. As they are shared with others, as they are divided, they increase in strength and power. This is the power of God, that these wonderful blessings can be increased by being divided. What about the flip side? Does the same thing happen with troubles? Are they magnified by being divided? No, that's not the way it works. Let's look at Matthew 18, starting at verse 15. Matthew 18, verse 15. If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault, just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won your brother over. But if he will not listen, take one or two others along, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector. So the trouble is divided and spread out among the brethren, and in so doing, it decreases. God helps us with a miracle here also. In this case, we share our pain and our troubles. They are decreased. What a blessing. How else can we achieve this miracle? I think we achieve it through prayer. We share our joys and sorrows, our hopes and dreams with God through prayer. And what's the result? Our joy increases and our troubles diminish. One of my favorite hymns is an old spiritual called What a Friend We Have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do your friends despise, forsake you? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In His arms, He'll take and shield you. You will find a solace there. Now let's turn one more time to Matthew for another example. Matthew chapter 13. Matthew 13, starting at verse 3. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seeds fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And now going to verse 18. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The one who received the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. But the one who received the seed that fell on good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop, yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Here's another example where strength and power is increased by division. We try to spread the word of God among our friends and family, our neighbors, throughout our communities, just as the farmer sows his seed in the fertile field. We don't leave the seed in a bag locked up in a vault. It's only strengthened and increased by being spread. Then it can be cultivated and tended and increased 30, 60, or 100-fold. Another example of joy shared is joy increased. Finally, let's turn to another miracle we remember at this memorial service every week. A miracle that is celebrated around the world. That is the sacrifice of our Savior Jesus. Here again, we are dividing the bread and wine that are the symbols of His body and blood, His sacrifice for us. It is shared among us so that we may be strengthened. What a miracle that is, that God would sacrifice His Son for us that we might have an opportunity for eternal life. A miracle is an outcome you cannot reasonably expect.